In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, what do you need? What are you lacking? What is it that you cannot do? I'm talking about the important things in life. Do you feel a lack within yourself of strength? Do you feel a lack of peace? Do you feel unholiness where there should be holiness? Incompleteness where there should be completeness? A Christian should. Because Christ came in order to make complete that which is incomplete. In order to make whole that which is fragmented. In order to make pure that which is impure. And that's us. But there is a process of that occurring. A Christian must feel the need for God. This must come from an honest assessment of ourselves. It has to be something that is inherent within us, that we know that we are lacking. We understand that we need God. That's what true humility is. It's knowing that we miss so much without God helping us. This story of the demoniac boy with the deaf and dumb spirit is, in microcosm, a story of our redemption and how we are redeemed. What is the problem? How the problem is solved? Both by God and by ourselves. It's all in this story. A Christian must have hope. But hope must be realistic. Too many of us want to be good, but we are not able or willing or even know what kind of labor we must expend, how difficult it will be to become good. Christianity is about becoming good so that we can know He who is good. But we must be realistic about how this is to come about. And this scares away many, many people. Even those that call themselves Orthodox, Pravoslavny, still they are not understanding how difficult the Christian life is and how much they need Christ. Let me illustrate. The man comes to Christ and says that the boy has a dumb spirit. It's not correct. Because when Christ expelled the spirit, He called the spirit deaf and dumb. Dumb is not able to speak. Deaf is not able to hear. And these things relate to, if we do not hear God, then we cannot speak of God. If we, and to expand hearing, if we do not do the things of which we hear, if we're not attuned to the spiritual life, then we cannot glorify God. We're dumb. And we have to be honest about ourselves. We're deaf. And because we're deaf, we're dumb. How often is it that when you say your prayers, they just seem empty? Seem like they're just bouncing off the walls. How seldom is it that you say prayer with attention? How often is it that the things you say are not things that are godly, things that are petty or trivial or angry or just foolish? We are dumb because we don't hear God. Hearing God comes from efforts. Desire. The reason why this boy was deaf and dumb from the demon was because of the impurities of the demon. Those impurities are also within us. Perhaps not every impurity is within us, but there's plenty of different ones. So the boy was thrown into fire and water. This is in microcosm is supposed to show all sins, all impurities that are lay within the heart of man, not within the heart of demons, within us. We already know demons are evil, and they are beyond redemption because they will never repent. Now we also do evil things, but we can be redeemed because we can repent. The fire and water is all of those sins. And what did those sins do to the boy? They left him deaf and dumb. If we do not do righteousness, we can't understand righteousness. We can't hear God. It's ridiculous to think that we are Christian if we are not struggling with all of our heart to live the Christian life. And we won't know. When I hear about this deaf and dumb spirit in the story, I always think about the story about the other demons that were expelled, the legion of demons and the Gergesenes. And when the people came to Christ after all the pigs had been killed, they asked Him to leave. God was in their midst. And they wanted Him to go. Because all they saw was a loss of profit, and they probably felt some guilt, but they didn't want to deal with their guilt. They just wanted to get on with their life. And Christ left. These people were deaf and dumb. Or, besides deaf, blind and dumb. They were insensible to God. And so are we. That's why we do things that are so foolish and so wrong. Because we're insensible to the greatness of God. If we felt God's mercy, felt God's action in us, at every moment, we would never sin. Ever. So when we sin, this is evidence that we are deaf and blind to God. And if you do not hear, how can you say? You can't repeat what you have not heard. You can't describe what you have not seen. This is our state. And it's important for us to understand this, and we cannot speak about it enough. Because it is our condition. But God came to change that condition. It's really no good to pretend something doesn't exist. You know, that's what they do in many pulpits, especially that have a TV camera pointed at them. They don't talk about our sinful condition. Talk about how you can kind of utilize God to become better and richer or something like that. In my former life, when I worked late at night in hospital rooms, I'd always see these crazy sermons. They were never about sin. They were never about our condition. They were never about how poor we are and how bereft we are and how cold and naked we are and how we need God for all of these things. They were always about something else. Because it's easier to talk about other things. I find it very easy to talk about this. Because I know what I'm like. And I don't like it. I hope you know what you're like. And I hope you don't like it either. I hope when you look inside yourself, you say, there's darkness in me, and I don't like that darkness. It makes me feel cold. And I don't want to feel cold. It makes me feel ashamed, and I don't want to be ashamed. So I hope that when you read things like this, you're filled with great joy. Because the solution is there. The boy was cured by Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ showed us that we can be cured, whether or not someone brings us to Him. And that is by prayer and by fasting. Did you notice what happened to the boy after the demons were expelled? He looked like he was dead. The process of the passions coming out of our hearts is painful. If you do not like pain, then if you run from pain, nobody should like pain. If you run from pain, then you will not be saved. Either you'll have pain now or pain later. The process of the passions coming out is hard. The boy was left and looked dead. And so it is hard for us. And sometimes it feels kind of lonely. And sometimes it feels like, am I ever really going to get better? Do any of you ever ask this question of yourselves? I'll be honest with you, I do too. I do ask this question. Or should I say, I hear this question as an intrusive thought. Because it's from the demons. It's from our own passions that this question arises. And that is this fast making me any better? Why do I do all this stuff? I seem to be worse than I was a week ago. I don't think I'm any better than I was 3 years ago. I've been a Christian for umpteen years, and I still do this stuff. Anybody ever have those things come up in their heads? I bet you do. Christ was boy to boy. And He held him by the hand. And He raised him up. We're not alone. Christ is always with us. That's not some trite saying. That's reality. And we don't feel it enough. If we did, we would never be despondent. We would never feel ashamed. We would always be filled with joy. Because we would always be holding our Savior's hand. And He will never let go. When we feel alone, it is because of our own sins and our own blindness and our own deafness. God is right there. He is speaking to us. But He's speaking to us in a low voice. We heard that from when Elias was in the cave. A still, small voice. He does not shout at us. We cannot hear Him unless we listen. And we cannot listen unless we train ourselves to listen. It's not something that we can just do. Say, okay, right now I'm going to listen to God. It doesn't happen that way. It happens from effort and desire and struggle and pain. But God is always with us. So when we feel as if we are dead, Christ is there to take us by the hand. This is not metaphorical. This is reality. This is how it really is. We must believe this. So much of Christianity is training ourselves so that we would really believe what it is we say we believe. This kind comes out not except by prayer and fasting. He said prayer and fasting. The two are linked. Fasting facilitates prayer because prayer is communion with God. So if you're having trouble with your passions, if you're fasting, I guess you're not praying enough. I just said to somebody today, we should call it the great prayer, not the great fast. We define Lent by, it's the fast. It's the time we don't eat certain things. And for some people, it's the time that they look in many, many cookbooks and try to figure out how to make something tasty. It is about learning to pray. It's about learning to have these things that make us go into the fire and water cast out of us. Fasting facilitates it. But prayer is what makes us alive. How many of us pray enough? We don't pray enough because we are like this boy. Because we don't see how good God is. Well, we say it. And we say we believe it. But we don't feel it. Not enough. Because I tell you, it is absolutely true. If a person has the love of God abiding completely in them, they would never sin. And this is possible, even in this life. But only with great effort. This is really a remarkable story because it shows the problem and the solution. But it also shows, not in any whitewashed way, not in any like, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's for children to say. For us to say is, we're wounded and we're full of darkness and God is our light that has shined forth. And God will shine in us. But with effort, with desire, and with pain. I hope that you find this story to be encouraging. I do. Because I feel pain every day. I hope you do too. I really do. I hope that when you see things inside yourself, you just don't like them. You want to change them. Because that's the first step to changing. And when you feel that you're just not doing very good, when you feel lonely or despondent, when you wonder, why is it that I keep doing this? Realize that God is there to take you by the hand and to raise you up. If we truly felt Him there, then we would make such progress. May God help us with prayer and fasting.